Penguin Random House Audio presents The Power of Meaning, Crafting a Life That Matters by Emily Esfahani Smith. Read for you by Mojan Marneau. To my parents, Tim and Fatone, and brother, Tristan, affectionately known as T-Bear, Dustetundara. What is the meaning of life? That was all. A simple question, one that tended to close in on one with years. The great revelation had never come. The great revelation perhaps never did come. Instead, there were little daily miracles, illuminations, matches struck unexpectedly in the dark. Here was one. Virginia Woolf. Introduction. On Thursday and Sunday evenings, a group of seekers gathered in a large room of my family's home in downtown Montreal, where my parents ran a Sufi meeting house. Sufism is the school of mysticism associated with Islam, and my family belonged to the Nimatullahi Sufi order, which originated in Iran in the 14th century, and today has meeting houses all over the world. Twice a week, dervishes, or members of the order, would sit on the floor and meditate for several hours. With their eyes closed and their chins to their chests, they silently repeated a name or attribute of God as traditional Iranian Sufi music played. Living in the Sufi meeting house as a child was enchanting. The walls of our home were decorated with sculptures of Arabic script that my father carved from wood. Tea was brewing constantly, perfuming the air with the fragrance of bergamot. After meditating, the Sufis drank the tea, which my mother served along with dates or Iranian sweets made with rosewater, saffron, cardamom, and honey. Sometimes I served the tea, carefully balancing a tray full of glasses, saucers, and sugar cubes as I knelt down before each dervish. The dervishes loved dipping a sugar cube in their tea, putting it in their mouths, and drinking their tea through the sugar. They loved singing the poetry of medieval Sufi sages and saints. There was Rumi. Ever since I was sliced away from my home of reeds, each note I whisper would make most any heart weep. And there was Attar. Since love, he writes of the seeker, has spoken in your soul, reject the self, that whirlpool where our lives are wrecked. They loved, too, sitting in silence, being together, and remembering God through quiet contemplation. Dervishes called Sufism the path of love. Those on the path are on a journey toward God, the beloved, which calls them to renounce the self and to constantly remember and love God at every turn. To Sufis, loving and adoring God means loving and adoring all of creation and every human being that is a part of it. Mohabbat, or loving kindness, is central to their practice. When we first moved into our new home in Montreal, Sufis from all over North America came and stayed for days to help my parents convert the brownstone, formerly a legal office, into a space fit for majlis, the name of the bi-weekly gathering for meditation. When a homeless man knocked on our door one evening looking for a meal and a place to sleep, he was welcomed in. And when my father complimented a dervish on a scarf he was wearing, the dervish gave it with pleasure as a gift to my dad. After that, my family had a general understanding that you only complimented another dervish's possessions with great caution. On special occasions, like the visit of a sheikh or the initiation of a new dervish into the order, Sufis from Canada and the United States would stay at the meeting house for a few days, sleeping on thin cushions in the meditation room and library, really anywhere there was space. There was a lot of snoring at night and lines for the bathroom during the day, but that didn't seem to bother anyone. The dervishes were full of joy and warmth. Though they spent many hours meditating during these weekends, they also passed the time by playing classical Sufi music on Persian instruments, like a frame drum called a daf, and the stringed tar, always singing Sufi poetry to the music. I sat on a tattered Persian carpet and listened, dipping my sugar cubes in my tea just like they did, and trying to meditate, just like they did too. Formal rituals also governed Sufi life. When the dervishes greeted each other, they said, Ya Haq, the truth, and performed a special handshake by putting their hands together like a heart, and kissing that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?